You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Well, good morning, everyone. Today is another phenomenal, awesome, ostentatious day. And, we have really some breaking news. But before I get to the breaking news, I'm going to say good morning to everyone listening in. And I want to say good morning to my lovely co-host, Ms. Sharifa. Are you there?
Good morning, Mr. Collins. How are you today?
I'm doing really good. I mean, I've been at it today since 4 this morning.
Oh, wow.
And my day has been rolling. And so, you know, I'm like the military. I do more before 6 a.m.
That's my line. I do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
Do all day long, you know. And then, so.
And you do it well. You do it well. So I can't wait to hear these exciting announcements. I know
I don't
you
think
guys
they're
great
ready
news.
For it. I don't think they're
I'm
ready
for it.
It.
I've been waiting since Friday.
I don't think they're ready for it.
Okay. We're going to see.
And what I'm going to do is, while I'm on this radio show today, I'm going to, at the same time, do the confirmation of this phenomenal news that I wish to share with everyone. So this is going to be a working show. See, we don't just do one thing at Punch at a time. We do several things at Punch at a time.
That's right.
So I'm going to be doing that. So so I'm going to be coming in and out of the show today because today is a great day to be great. I'm just telling you.
That it is.
Today is an absolutely great day to be great. So what's going on in your world? Tell me about your world today. I am anxious to hear something else. You know, I've been up since 2 in the morning, so what, 4 in the morning. So while you were sleeping,
we just moved that up 2 hours.
I was already working, you know, so you know that. So since I was already working.
You
should have
called me. I was up.
You wasn't up at 4.
Yes, I was. I'm always up.
When you get up at 4 in the morning and work, you know what that's called?
No, what's that called?
That's called getting up with the chickens. That's what that's
mm-hmm.
called.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get up with the chickens. You probably don't know nothing about getting up with the chickens.
That sounds like a farm thing.
You're a city
Columbus,
girl.
Ohio?
You're a city
Columbus,
girl.
Ohio?
That's the city. Ain't no farms in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, Mr. Collins. Only because you, Mr. Collins, we're going to leave that alone.
You can tell me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
So they have farms in Columbus, Ohio?
Yes.
Wow. All right, cool. So there's farms in Columbus, Ohio. So that's pretty awesome. So guess what I'm doing right now? At this current moment, the Sharifa, at this current moment, I am printing out a very valuable document for our company. Very valuable. And pretty cool. So I'm printing it out right now. So I'm going to print this document out. So what else is going on in our world? We had a heck of a show yesterday with Busy Bee and Shay Rocca joining us here in the Punch Bowl on yesterday. That was a really interesting show. And it's good to see, you know, folks still making it happen and making things come together. It's good to see that really happen. And you know, they're such awesome people, really awesome people What do you think about that?
No, I loved yesterday's show because one of the wonderful things that I love about being able to do the show is that our shows, you never know where we'll go, where the show will go. And to me, that's what makes it fun, what makes it interesting. And usually we take one guest at a time. So to actually have two guests for the whole hour and talking to legends and talking about the change that they want to make in the community and the change that they want to make it with our youth, I thought it was one of the best shows that we've had since we came back on the air.
Oh, wow. I think it's one of the best ones, too. I enjoy the guys. I thought that they were, you know, just awesome people. And it was so cool to have them on and to have them be on the show, you know. Now
you're printing that paper.
I've got a well, no. I know I'm doing that, but I've got this thing, Sherpa, and I want to tell you about it. And you know, we should do a whole thing on this. As a matter of fact, next week is going to be dedicated to this particular issue, although I'm probably going to rant on it right now, but definitely be dedicated to this particular issue. And that issue is old people. People think that old people can't do anything. People think that old people used to didn't party. Can you believe this? And we hired Leo Sullivan and Floyd Norman to lead the animation division of Punch TV Studios, which is Punch Animation. And I don't know how many people know that, but Leo Sullivan and Floyd Norman literally worked for Walt Disney. The man Walt Disney, not just the company Walt Disney. They literally were there when Walt Disney was there, right? The man Walt Disney. They joined Punch TV Studios primarily because they felt that I embody the spirit of Walt Disney. Can you believe that? So I thought that was pretty cool. This is you remind me so much that of Walt Disney, and so it's just incredible. And I said, wow. I says, yeah, it's like, even though you're like, you know, African-American, obviously, but the same struggles you went through, we were there when Walt was going through all that stuff, all the ups and the downs, all the riding, the highs and the lows and all the stuff like that. And they said, so they joined our company and they said, I embodied the spirit of Walt Disney. What do you think about that?
I think that you do, you know, because Walt Disney, not only the different struggles that he had, but Walt Disney was someone who wasn't happy just doing one thing. And I think out of all the things that I love about you and that you are known for is that you are always looking to try something new from a business perspective. You know, Walt Disney had so many different aspects of Disney itself, of the company, you know. So I think that's something that you definitely have in common. You're always wanting to expand. You're not just happy with Punch TV Network. No, you have to have Punch TV Studios. And then you have to have Punch Animation. Then you want to have Nabuki. You have expanded so much such that there are so many different avenues for people to take part in your business. So I definitely think you and Walt Disney are similar.
So do they. And I'm not tooting my own horn. It's just, you know, when you're great, you're great. But here's the thing. And so now I've been reading different, like, blogs, and people have called the authors, and they told me that I've made the dumbest mistake ever because I hired two old guys to lead the next generation of animation. And I'm like, oh, my God, these guys have, like, 50 years of experience between them. So how could you even say something like that 100 years of experience between them. So how could you even make that kind of analogy? So I guess I'm an idiot again. And people say horrible things about you when you're out doing what you're trying to do or trying to make it or whatever. But people say, so I'm an idiot again. And I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to make this a point. As a matter of fact, we're going to get Floyd Norman and Leo Sullivan on this show so that we can begin to refute these idiotic people who think that seniors don't deserve an opportunity. We're going to start a protest. Seniors rock, okay?
So basically, you received your Lifetime Achievement Award on Saturday at Love
Senior
Day.
I got a Lifetime Achievement Award. On senior
and now,
day.
That's your driving force. That's your
that's
goal.
My driving force is this idiot is calling our office, and he's ranting and raving because he thinks I made a dumb mistake by hiring two senior animators who've done everything. I mean, Floyd Norman has done Toy Story. Come on, that's one of the biggest movies, groundbreaking movies in animation history, right? So now they think I'm an idiot.
Well, we all know you're not an idiot. I mean, look
well,
at
we
what,
know
how
that.
Much you've
we
done.
Know that. We know that. But I'm just saying, it's just amazing how people come up with this stuff. And seniors rock. I'm just trying to tell you, okay? Seniors rock. Okay, cool. So
I think that seniors rock. I definitely do. But what I do know is that you rock. And
I try to rock. I'm rocking.
Thing...
been stuff with no Afro puffs. Yeah, rock on with your bag. I rock rough and stuff with no Afro puffs.
And now for this commercial break.
I love my job. So let's take a break. Let's see who we have in the punch bowl. Actually, let's just go straight to the punch bowl. But I'm going to make these announcements just for a second. We want everybody to become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. You just need to do that. We're the only African-American company in America doing an IPO. And we're getting ready to, we're changing Wall Street, and we've done it using the community. The community has really embraced our IPO and us selling stock at $1 per share. And so we're selling stock in our company at $1 per share, and I just tell you, everyone should become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. We're in Punch TV Studios and IPO 2.0, and we are accepting investments from nonprofit organizations, churches, corporations, and small businesses. But even we still have some shares available for individuals, and you could become a part owner of this amazing company. And so I want you to consider that. So visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Also, if you're an artist and you have ideas for movies or you're an actor or you're doing whatever, we want you to join the Bookie. Become a member on the Bookie. Post your profile. Let people know who you are, what you're doing. Tell people how great you are on the Bookie. Share your photos. Share your videos. It's an amazing website. I mean, absolutely amazing. And I think it's going to be the next great thing. It's becoming the next great thing in the entertainment industry to be a part of Nabuki. So do you Nabuki? And with that being said, who do we have in the punch bowl?
We have a very, very exciting show today. I know I say that every day, but today we have an exciting show.
I say that all the time. I think that's your word.
It is.
Very, very exciting show.
Very.
We have a very, very, very exciting show.
Wow. Don't forget, wow. Okay. So if we may proceed, we are going to welcome music artist Greg Claiborne to the Punch Bowl. Are you with us this morning, Mr. Claiborne?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I don't know. He don't sound like he can sing. I'm just telling you, he might be a music artist, but he sounds pretty rough right there.
He sounds like
he just woke up.
Exactly.
But he was singing all night. I think that's probably what happened to Mr. Greg at Claiborne. Welcome to the Punch Bowl, Mr. Claiborne. How are you feeling this morning? I said, woo-woo.
I'm feeling very, very blessed, and you seem to be extremely excited this morning, sir.
I've been listening
the whole time.
In a few minutes from now, I'm about to make some groundbreaking news. And we're getting ready to do that. And in about a few minutes from now, we're going to make groundbreaking news.
That's fantastic. And I'm very, very glad for you and proud to know that our people are moving forward in a positive direction. Yes, I am.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we're very positive. And we are definitely on the move. And I think everybody should be a part of us. And just to, you know, just join in with the movement, join in with what we're doing. It's just, we're going to change and create opportunities for so many people. And we want so many people to be part of the change. But let's talk about you right now. What are you working on? What's your new song that's out? And more importantly, why wasn't I invited to sing on the record? That's what I want to know.
Well, maybe one of the reasons why is I probably had major acquaintance and, you know, experienced your skill set as far as singing is concerned. But on the other hand, we have a brand new single out called The Things I Do. I actually am the president and CEO of a record company myself. The company is called GEG Records. And we've been a part of this business for quite some time. And we've honed in our skills, such as yourself and what you do, to bring music to the public, I believe, that's been missing for a long time. I know the one thing that's missing in this world is love, and that's what we're about. We're about bringing music that makes people feel good about themselves, good about the idea of having a relationship with someone that they can count on, the kind of music that makes women smile especially. I write
that's what
particularly
you want
for ladies. Yeah, I write
you know
for the
ladies.
You know
what they say, if mama ain't happy,
ain't nobody happy, brother.
That's what they say.
That's exactly what they say. Yeah. So
and I believe
they're
right. I think when you get my age, you just kind of get go with the idea of a woman is always right. You just kind of go with that. You know, always right. Yeah. Let's just go with that.
Yeah. let's just go with that. You know, the one thing I tell all young men is, man, how do you keep it together for so long with your wife? I said, well, the thing is you have to realize that. Whether they're right or you're right or whomever is right, you got to remember you're a team, and so a team has to have that point in their relationship or that place in their relationship where they learn to agree to disagree, and you know, and still have that same kind of compassion and love for one another, and so that's just how when you make something work. I've been married for 26 years now, and I think it's really a blessing, man. So.
You've been married to the same woman 26 years, or you've been married to 26 women?
No, man. The same woman. No. No, we're only doing this once. I told her that when we got married. I'm only doing this once. That's it. I'm done after that. But no, we've been together for 26 years, and it's really been a blessing. She's the love of my life, man, and I'm so
proud
to say that.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, what's her name? What's your wife's name? Can you remember it? What's her name?
Her name is Kimberly.
Do I
remember
that
my wife's
so
name? What?
Beautiful. That is such a beautiful love story. No wonder you
that
are
is.
Creating music that's to be heard and longed for by the ladies. So we do have a little piece, a little snippet of one of your next songs, and we're going to have
actually,
a listen.
It's the current release. Yeah, it's the current
release. It's the project is sensational.
Yes.
Well, I like the name already.
The single is called The Things I Do.
You must do a lot to keep her happy for 26 years. So let me learn and listen.
Baby,
like that.
That is
like
beautiful. That.
That
is, I definitely do.
That is like,
so when
I mean,
is
it's
that
just
song
like so
out?
Smooth and everything. I think his wife just pulled him off the phone. I'm not sure.
Don't
no,
blame her.
I'm still here. I'm just listening. Yeah, I'm here.
When
yeah.
when is your song coming out?
Well, the song is actually out already. It's actually out. You can purchase it all on all of the major digital retailers right now. It came out.
I went to Nabuki. I didn't see it on Nabuki. I'm just. I buy my stuff.
Oh, well,
I didn't.
I have to talk to my
Nabuki.
Distributor about getting it on your channel and distribution there. We definitely it's out all over the world. My distributor has the music out. I mean, in like 7, 8, 10 different countries right now. So it's out there, and we're getting all kinds of very very positive feedback. The song was released on June 15th. That's my youngest daughter's birthday, and I'm not certain. And I just wanted to just say thank you to Monique Kirby, who invited me to come and be on your show. I wasn't certain how much information she had given you guys about me and my career and what's going on, but my youngest daughter, she was one of the murdered victims in the San Bernardino terrorist attack. And we've established a foundation in her honor. It's called the Sierra Simone Sunshine Claiborne Foundation for Excellence. And the primary focus is to young women of color to become scientists and doctors and research and development people in the industry of sciences, holistic healing, things of that nature, mathematics. Just getting our young women, giving them a hand in achieving their goals and becoming that. My youngest daughter, she's a biochemist, and she's very, very talented at what she did.
Wow, that's like super smart. I mean, that's just
she's pretty
smart.
Tremendous, definitely. Yeah, and so
that's super smart.
Yeah.
And how old is your youngest daughter?
She was 27 when her life.
27. Oh wow! Congratulations to you on that one.
Yeah. Thank you. Along with that, we're pursuing legislation for a law in her name, which would actually help to protect every citizen of this country with regards to our national security organizations. You know, all of them working together, which I'm certain you already know that they really don't do that at all. But it would help to make ensure that they work together to try and make us all safer. You know, that's my whole thing. I like you got honored last Saturday, and so did I. I was there as well. My band was there actually. We played out in the garden.
Wonderful.
Yeah, right to the east of where you guys were.
We should do a special at the Punch TV Studios for you. We should do a music special. Have you do a when you do an end of round show, you know, we should just plan to do that. Have you do an end of round show here at the
studio?
That
would
be awesome. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
we should do that.
Yeah, I would love to talk with you about that and see if we can work that out. Sure.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That'll help promote your new album and everything like that. That'd be really great. So
yeah, that sounds great.
Cool.
Definitely. I guarantee you, if you like that one, you're going to love the whole album because it's filled with fantastic songs, man.
Beautiful.
Fantastic songs.
Beautiful performance
and
everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I produced. I write all my own.
I think we can do an end around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we.
I think we can
not
do
certain
what. What do you think, Chris? I think we can do that.
I definitely think that would be a fabulous idea, and I'll take care of setting that up and putting that all together.
Yeah, we should
plan
to do an end around.
Mm-hmm. We'll have Monique reach out to Mr. Claiborne, and we'll take care of that. And so we definitely want to thank Mr. Claiborne for joining us on today's episode of Changing the Conversation.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. And before we go, I just wanted to let you know that we are into the film industry as well. We do movie scores and jingles and things of that nature. So, you know, we can talk about that later, but I just wanted to let you know that we're – we have a catalog of over 700 songs, so we definitely have lots of music to, you know.
I wrote a lot of songs myself, actually. I'm actually a prolific songwriter, actually. And I actually wrote a song right now about a song I wrote. And I actually just write. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, here it goes.
I wrote right now.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. If you are just now tuning in to today's episode of Changing the Conversation, do not encourage him. Please do not encourage him. I keep trying to tell the people, do not encourage Mr. Collins. He does enough by himself. Give us a call at 657-383-1974. If you'd like to join the conversation, 657-383-1974. You definitely want to tweet the show. Post it on your Facebook. Text your friends and let them know Changing the Conversation is on the air.
So let me say this right now.
Are you an actor looking for...
Let me say this right now. And I'm going to tell people because I want you to take this really seriously. You know, you need... If you're an actor, a writer, or a director, because we're getting so many people approaching us now, hey, I've got this idea for a movie, I've got this idea for that, be sure to join the Boogie and become part of the community. And when you're part of the Nabuki community, you're able to upload your videos, your trailers, your profile, your pictures, and I guarantee you that when we're looking to cast for the next movie, which I'm working on right now, we're working on the very next movie. You know, we just did a movie recently, and now we're getting ready to cast for our next movie, and you want to be on Nabuki because that's where we're looking. So visit our website at nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com, and I think that that's what you should do, and I think everyone should... Nabuki. Also, in addition to that, I want to tell you that you should become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. Like, don't wait, don't delay, don't think about, just become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. And it's only $1 a share, and we are making history with our IPO. So I want to tell you, get your stock now. Get your stock now. We are really serious as a company. I'm getting ready to make an amazing announcement in the next few minutes. And so you want to be a part of the company that's changing media, that's changing what we're doing, and just you want to be a part of that. And so you want to invest $1 a share, invest in Punch TV Studios, go ahead and purchase 1,000 shares. And it'll change your life forever. I mean, it really will change your life. You'll be a part of the IPO before we begin trading, and that's when you really want to be a part of an IPO. You want to do it before the company begins trading on Wall Street, because that's when you are most likely to make a great return on your investment. And we can't guarantee that you're going to make however much money, but we feel very confident that Post TV Studios is going to earn $1.4 billion in revenue by year four after the IPO. And we are building the team and the people necessary to make that happen. So visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's PUNCHTVstudios.com. PUNCHTVstudios.com. PunchTVStudios.com and become a stockholder today. Don't wait. Do it now. So who's next in the Punch Bowl today?
Next in the Punch Bowl is a very busy actor and personal talent manager. So we have Lynn Quinn in the Punch Bowl this morning. Are you with us, Ms. Quinn?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Fine.
I like
her
name. Her name is Lynn Quinn. That just sounds good. That just sounds like important. Lynn Quinn. I'm never going to forget your name. Okay, I'm just going to tell you right now. Are you going to say, walk up to me, Mr. Collins, what's my name? I'll be like, Lynn Quinn.
Hilarious.
What a really good
Thank
name.
You.
Really good name.
So, what what's going
you
on with you?
Today? Yeah, Ms. Quinn, Lynn Quinn.
You guys
you
both
know, Lynn
spoke
Quinn
at the same
could
time.
Be a water. Drink Lynn Quinn water.
Thanks for the idea. Alkaline.
Yeah, drink Lynn Quinn alkaline water. It'll refresh your body and change the chemical processes in your body right now. Get your body, get your Lynn Quinn water today. Only $99.99.
Oh, my God.
$1 goes to Lynn Quinn, the balance goes to Punch TV.
Miss Quinn, how are
you? Guys
you
have a lot
him?
Of fun.
This is what
I'm
we
good.
Do.
How
this
are
is
you?
What we do. I just try to control him, okay? That's what I'm here to do.
He, you know, he has Aquarius vibes. He's a serious jokester.
He has what kind of vibe?
Aquarius.
No, I don't got no vibes. No, I don't got no vibes.
He
I,
does?
No,
I
don't
right.
give
he,
me
does have the vibe. He does have that weird little quirky little vibe going on. I definitely can see that.
I got a vibe?
He's entertaining.
I have a vibe.
You do?
My dad's an Aquarius, and he jokes and jokes, and you'll be like, Dad, I'm serious, and he'll just keep joking.
Mm-hmm. My brother's
okay,
a compliment.
From now on, just for you, Lynn Quinn, I'm going to be serious.
Oh, no need. We need more jokes, sir.
I'm not
going to
be
Good
like
jokes.
Your dad. I'm going to be serious and straightforward and straight-laced.
For the
my
next
dad's
two
one
minutes.
Of the greatest men in the world.
Oh, wow. That was beautiful. But we definitely want
what
to hear
you?
More about you
yeah,
and what you
on
have
you,
going
man?
On. You're a very busy actor from what your bio reads. So what are you busy doing?
I'm actually doing a little bit of everything. I'm not sure if you know right now is normally our downtime as far as the season goes. I act. I also manage talent. It's kind of a niche of mine. I have like a specialty in typecasting, and I actually just love doing it. My background before acting was managing, so it's only fitting.
Managing is
I have,
hard.
You know, I don't know why, but I always find myself falling back into it, and so I'm just like, okay, this is something I'm supposed to do, no matter what avenue I'm in. You know, matter like when I was in high school, I was in management. And then later I was in retail management, and now I'm managing talent. So I'm just always supposed to be managing something. I'm not sure why. But I absolutely love it. And it helps with, I would rather be doing something that I like during my personal downtime. So it helps with that. And then I also do different
Okay, I want to know how good of a manager you would actually be. So imagine, if you will, you were managing, Michael Jackson. No, not Michael Jackson. If you were managing, if you had a chance
to manage. I don't think he would need a manager.
Jackson.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, like once you get to that level, it's like right now, J-Lo, you know what I mean? Dwayne Johnson, Priyanka Chopra, they all manage themselves. You know what I mean? Like, they have people on their team, but they're not going to have anyone telling them what to do or giving them guidance. They're going to say this is what it is, and I believe that's what Michael Jackson did before, you know, he transcended.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't think he needs a manager right now. He's pretty
– He needed a manager. He needed a manager, I'm telling you.
What about Joseph Collins, Ms. Quinn?
would
Joseph Collins need a manager?
I would need to know more about Mr. Joseph Collins. That's
right,
how
she, to
be
right now. She doesn't know anything about me. She doesn't know anything.
He wants to be an actor and a rapper. He's a rapper.
I did not say. I have rapping skills now. Now, you just got to tell, you know,
now,
I wrote
my
a song
first
about
question
it.
Would be, my first question would be, what type of rapper? That would be my first question. Because I always have to get
one.
To know my client. Huh?
He does that hardcore.
The best one. I would be the
you
best
know,
one.
That gangster rap.
No,
Are
I mean, not a gangster
like...
rapper. I'm never going to be a gangster rapper. I'm not a gangster rapper.
See, you know, there's a big difference. There's a big difference. No, when I get to know my clients, the first thing I do is I actually have an actor's info sheet that I have them fill out because I like to get to know the actor. Like if I – you know how they say you have to believe in yourself?
Yeah.
I always have to believe in the person I'm representing. Just as though I have to believe in myself. You know what I mean? If I don't feel like I can get you work, if I don't feel like I can manage you properly or improve you at the state from where you are now to the next level, then there's no point of us working together. I have to feel like I can see your talent, that I can see, you know, where I can place you in that, you know, that, I mean, also you have to have, like, I have some people that come to me with no experience whatsoever, but they have that it factor. And then I have other people that have been working, and they're like, okay, like, you know, they just need that slight, you know, that light within the darkness, you know, they just need something, you know, we all need that, you know, like myself, I recently, unfortunately, just got rid of an agent that I absolutely loved the company, but the agent kept placing me in the wrong area. You know what I mean? And that was, it was really hard for me to release that agency. But I needed them to believe in me the way I believe in my clients.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
So that's the first thing I would do, like managing you. Like, well, who are you? What do you do? What, you know what I mean? Because sometimes we believe we're something different than what we are. Do you know what I mean? And it's in this industry, you have to fall into that typecast, no matter if you want to or not.
That's amazing. I mean, that's really good advice. Now, when does an artist really need a manager?
When does an artist need a manager? I think it's all up to the artist. I really do. Because sometimes, I mean, I would have loved a manager when I first moved to LA.
Really?
I totally would have. I did, before I moved to LA, I did all my research. Now, I knew LA before I moved here because I used to be in real estate. So that helped. Like, I knew the city. I used to travel out here for real estate, literally like just every week. So when I finally came to LA for acting, I already knew the city. However, I didn't know the industry. And so before I moved here, I pretty much looked for any door that would help me learn about the industry. If I feel like having a manager would have given me more guidance, but I don't know. It's like, you know, we go the route that we're supposed to go. Like everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. So, but literally Google was my best friend. That was my manager. and then later my second best friend became IMDb, you know, so I'm very resourceful, and it's all about doing your own research. But having that guidance or having someone that has, you know, a good amount of knowledge more than what you have or currently capable of having access to, I just think it's amazing. And I would have loved to have that when I moved here.
Wow, amazing.
Where can people find out more information about you and what you have going on?
I am on IMDb as Lynn Quinn, one N on Lynn, two N's on Quinn. And then I'm also on Instagram. I'm terrible at posting. I am, but I'm on Instagram at Lynn Quinn Official. And then I don't know if there's any gamers out there. I'm partly a gamer. I'm also a Marvel geek. I'm a big Marvel geek. So hopefully.
That's a surprise.
Hopefully.
You watch the Wonder Woman.
Of course. That's DC, but of course.
I was wondering if she was going to catch that. Yeah, I knew that.
I caught you. You're trying to catch me slipping. No. I was very impressed. I must say that because I'm a very big, very, very, very big Marvel fan. I'm saying, like, my wine cabinet is covered in comic books and Marvel pop toys. And, like, I go back to my first superhero was Wolverine, and then I also love Chun-Li. So I have this, like, Chun-Li little, like, tiny figurine that's, like, so vintage.
Wow.
But, no. I'm a big, you know, Marvel geek, and I also I'm a slight gamer in my spare time. I will be at Hip Hop DX Turbo, DX Turbo, and Twitch. They're having a Rappers versus Gamers on Thursday. So if you're on Twitch, you might catch me on there. They're having a really good event
Facebook?
For everyone.
Are you on the Bookie? Because I'm on the Bookie right now, and I don't see the Lynn Quinn profile on the Nubuki. Did you see the Lynn Quinn profile on the Nubuki?
I was looking for it. I just learned about Nubuki at 10 a.m. when you guys started your interviews. And as far as Facebook.
And she is not on the Nubuki. I'm just.
Oh, because I was told to hold and stand by, and that's what I was going to do.
Well, next time we're going to change the instructions. when we going to say, hold, stand by, and join the bookie while you wait. That's what we going to do.
Oh, no.
The
engineer
on the line.
You know, the minute you look away from the phone, that's when it happens. They're like, hey, are you there? And you're like, oh, sorry.
Exactly.
I did not eat breakfast. I seriously held on the phone for you.
You can follow instructions.
I did learn about Nabuki while you guys were speaking. I believe is it Mr. Greg Claiborne? You guys were speaking to him.
Yes.
And then I'm not on Facebook as a huh?
He's a Sango.
I did hear some of his music. I really like it. So I'm definitely looking forward to you guys hosting his album. I believe I heard that.
Yeah, we should do
yes.
that. Yeah, we're definitely going to do that. If we can put it all together, we're going to make that work and do it.
I'm going to put it all together.
Do a special.
Monique and Kirby and I, we're going to put it all together.
We should do a special on that.
I'm going to have to tell Monique
to
let me know when you guys hear that.
Yes.
Yeah, you should come out to the special.
Yes. Yes, well, we definitely want to join you.
I just signed something here. I signed my part of this thing that I'm working on right now, and hopefully in the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to make groundbreaking announcements right here on the Punch TV Studios radio network. Now, here's something I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something I want to say. I want to tell everybody, become a stockholder in Punch TV Studios. It would be the most awesome, life-changing thing that you can do. It's only $1 a share. Go to our website, punchtvstudios.com. Click on the Invest Now button and make your investment. And I'm really excited. And then you want to do like Lynn Quinn just said you should do and join Nabuki. She said she's going to join Nabuki. And we need a gamer situation on Nabuki. So she's a gamer and a manager. And so that's to connect everyone. So if you're looking for management, maybe Lynn Quinn will pick you up. She's Lynn with one N, not two. And Quinn is double N. So that's what she said. She said she likes John Caulfield. My name is John Caulfield.
Absolutely.
Not the same,
So we're going to go ahead and move forward and introduce our next guest, Dr. Marjorie Paredes, a trained and licensed psychotherapist and licensed minister by the Church of God in Christ.
Oh, my God. Yeah, not a psychotherapist. You're going to bring a psychotherapist on the show to talk to me?
Yes.
Now, let me tell you all my problems. Let me go to my list. I already made a list of problems.
Doctor, are you with us? Can you help us, doctor?
I'm with you and excited to be with you.
Yes, I have a list of problems. I have a list of problems.
We will talk privately.
It's too much to go over live on the air.
This morning
I'm willing to talk privately. We can talk privately on my Facebook page, on my Nabuki page.
Whichever page, because I'm also a stockholder.
Well, praise God. I love you already. I'm going to back to you since you're a stockholder. Wait a minute. I got no problems.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you, Mr. Collins, and thank you, Monique, for making this connection. But thank you, Mr. Collins, for opening up the privilege of becoming a stockholder to the average person. This was an exciting experience.
Awesome. Thank you. And I'm getting ready to make some phenomenal news, so you don't want to leave this year, especially if you're a stockholder. This is the news that you want. What city and state are you in?
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, you definitely want this news in just a few moments. It's coming down the pipeline. Hold on, it's coming. Hold on. But go ahead, Dr. Lee. All right,
okay, well,
so
I was at the Love a Senior Day fair as well. And I was excited about that because I've been putting on a how-to senior fair for 5 years at Faith Community Four Square Church. I work with People Coordinated Services, and one of our services is to seniors. There are 16 different senior services centers in the city of Los Angeles, and we are there to help seniors stay in their home, stay healthy, and stay happy. But I found in our community, in the Black community, a lot of the people did not know of all the services that are available that are free of charge.
Wow.
When they were working, they paid.
Let me ask you a question. Yes. What do you think of this notion? Because I hired for our other company, which Punch TV Studios owns, which is Punch Animation, I hired Leo Sullivan and Floyd Millman, who are seniors, but the backlash has been I hired two old guys to try to lead a new generation of animation for Punch. Right? I mean, and the thing is that they don't believe that old people should do anything anymore. What's your take on that?
I think they're short-sighted because seniors bring such experience, levels of knowledge, levels of maturity that some young people are still on that journey to achieve. And with what they bring, they can add to the pot and take it to another level. So I think you've done a fantastic thing by hiring
people. That's what I
think
too. I feel like that I've done a fantastic thing. I feel like I've done a fantastic thing, but I'm getting backlash.
I absolutely agree with you.
I'm getting backlash, and people are, well, you're an idiot. That guy is so old. But are you kidding me? He's doing his thing.
Well, Mr. Collins, I don't know a great man to dig in backlash for some decision they made. And it's usually one that took them to the next level. So
you got your senior at the church. And how can people get more information about this?
They can always call the church or call this number, 323-928-0674. That's 323-928-0674. Or they can come by Faith Community Foursquare Church at 56 and Avalon in the city of Los Angeles.
56
and
Avalon.
56. It's 5519 Avalon Boulevard. We would love to have you there, Mr. Collins and your team, and interview our seniors. We had at the center here one Labor Day, I asked the seniors to come and talk about their experiences when they were working before they retired. We found out we had a Tuskegee Airman, a judge, the first black NFL player, and a number of other people. Because people have gray in their hair, we forget they had a life before the gray came.
That's right.
And they make great contributions to this society. And without those people, we wouldn't be where we are today.
That's right.
That is
That's
so true.
Right.
That is definitely true.
I would love to have you guys out, because what we talk about is handy worker programs.
Are you the pastor of the church? You're the pastor of the church?
I'm the assistant pastor. My brother is the pastor, D.T. Paredes.
Oh, okay, cool. Good.
Yeah, and we have the handiworker program. They paint homes. They repair homes. They put in smoke detectors. The emergency alert, I've fallen and I can't get up. You can get that free if you fall into a certain economic level. You can apply for food stamps or Medi-Cal. We talk about the Lifeline program, discount programs for DWP, gas company, phone company. The Mexican-American Opportunity Foundation will be there. The Department of Aging. We talk about how to get home-delivered meals when you don't have any food, and how everywhere you go, you need to ask for a senior discount. And most places do give you a 10 to 15% discount. And let me tell you, seniors get a bigger discount than AAA.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So even the Department of Motor Vehicles, Consumer Affairs, how to avoid scams. We'll have a counseling center there out of USC that specializes in dealing with problems older adults may have. And we even have a back-to-work program. So seniors that need to go back and make a little change and do some lightweight work, we have a program about that. So we try to touch all of the bases of a senior's life and let them know what's available, what services. The Bible says people perish for lack of knowledge, and too many seniors are sitting in their homes not getting what they need and perishing because they don't know, and we want them to know.
Absolutely. So give us your website address again, please.
Oh, our phone number is 323-928-0674. That's 323-928-0674. It's July 15th from 10 to 2. We're going to be there. We're going to talk. The vendors will be out there. They give away gifts. We serve lunch, and we have a great time. We have a little music in the background, but mostly it's called a how-to fair because it's an informational fair. I'm a how-to girl. People tell you a lot of stuff, but they don't always tell you how to. I was a math teacher for years. You got to tell people how to do it, else they won't know.
That is so correct. Well, we definitely want to thank you for joining us on today's episode of Changing the Conversation and, again, invite you to join us on the Bookie.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
You're welcome. Mr. Collins, are we ready for that next announcement? Are we ready to break the news? Did I lose Mr. Collins? Okay. So since we don't seem to have Mr. Collins on the line, what we're going to do is take our last guest, our final guest for today's episode of Changing the Conversation. Ms. Carolyn Willman has worked in sales and marketing for over 2 decades and is the founder of ContestQueen.com. Are you with us today, Ms. Whitman?
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I am fine. And you?
I am great. I love being able to share what I do with other people.
Well, we love learning. We love hearing about what other people do. Here at Punch TV Studios, we are looking for movies and stories about the lives of ordinary people. So this is an opportunity for us to get to know people. That's Mr. Collins' dream and vision.
Yes, I know that. And what I do is I teach people how to win, like literally. Not, you know, there's a lot of inspirational, motivational coaches that'll tell you, hey, you go out there and you win, and they just mean win in life. But I literally teach people how to win, sweepstakes, contests,
like
and giveaways.
I like winning.
It's
winning
fun.
Is something
it's vindictive.
I just enjoy. I love winning.
So one of the things
my
I
favorite
people,
word. You know what my favorite word is?
Winning?
No, that's not my favorite. My favorite word is yes. I love the word yes. When someone says yes, I just like, oh, my God. Because you get so many no's, and no's make you so discouraged, and then you think you're not going to make it, and you don't want to, you kind of give up before you get to the finish line. So, yes, I love winning. Absolutely. I am with you. Okay, you can keep going. You can keep going now.
So what I do is I work both sides of the table, so to speak, is I work with companies on how to create better promotions and viral market them and get the word out to people. And then I teach individuals how to find those legitimate giveaways, enter them, and win them.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry in the States. I think last year the stat was approximately $3 to $4 billion was spent running legitimate promotions. So there is tons of things to be won.
What are some of the things that you've won?
Well, I've won everything from trips to everyday things. You know, I'm still missing the holy grail of all sweepers, and that's a car. I'm still waiting to win a car. I've never won a TV. I've never won a computer. I don't know how. I'm not ashamed to be out there. But I've won lots of things, and I've won everything. What's great about the hobby is you can win things that in your budget are just really will replace them. So, for example, a few months ago, I won $500 in beautiful Elizabeth Arden cosmetics. Well, I needed some new makeup. Now I don't have to buy it, so that's money saved. And I have products probably out of my budget. So it's even more luxurious. And then the other thing is you can win experiences that money can't buy. Like I had the chance to meet Sting. Well, when in my everyday life would I meet Sting? That just doesn't happen.
He's around down here at Punch TV Studios. He's always around here. I don't know.
Well, you know,
Let me go tell him to come get on the phone right now.
You're in the area where you get to see them, but I live in Toronto, and we do have TIFF, which is big for movie stars, but it's just not your everyday experience, you know. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. Or we've won trips, you know. I've gone on vacations or weekends away that we didn't have to pay for, so it stretched our travel dollars. So it's a lot of fun, and you don't know which one's going to hit. That's the exciting part. It's a little bit like gambling, but it's free. That's the part I like. It doesn't cost me anything to enter all these promotions. And you just don't know what you're going to win. So last week, I won one of those new Fuji Instamat cameras. And my daughter was very excited. She's like, "Oh, I wanted one of those, Mom." I said, "Yeah, they're like $150. She goes, "Yeah, that's why I didn't buy it." She kind of just waits for me to win stuff. You know, it's funny. So it's fantastic. So you win things that you also just, you know, wouldn't purchase for yourself. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I love that kind of thing. How can people get more information about what you do and track you down?
Well, track me down. Well, there's two places. You can go to contestqueen.com. And, of course, I'm everywhere on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. You know, you name it, I've got it. So I have videos on teaching people how to win, and I share a lot of promotions on my social site. So if you want to find giveaways, and then I have hundreds of resources and tips and tricks on my website, which is great to get people started. There's a big button right on. And of course, I've written a book called How to Win Cash, Cars, Trips, and More, which is available at Amazon, Kindle, Kobo. And what's a lot of fun is I'm coming to your neck of the woods this summer because I'm co-hosting SweepsCon 2017, an actual convention where sweepers get together and learn better tips and tricks and actually win prizes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Well, I am going to make a magnificent announcement, but I guess I'm going to have to do it on tomorrow's show now. I guess I'm going to have to hold it until tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow. I have the most awesome message that you need to hear tomorrow, especially if you are a Punch TV Studio stockholder. You need to hear this tomorrow. I don't know if we can put it out there, do an email blast to our stockholders and tell them tune into this show tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific time and see what we're doing. In the meantime, I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. And when you visit our website, you're able to make an investment in our company and become a part owner at only a dollar per share. So we're an awesome company. We're totally awesome. And in addition to that, visit our our site if you're an actor, a model, producer, director, writer. Nabuki, and upload your stuff. If you have a project that you want to get out, you have a new show you want to pitch, whatever it is you have, upload it at nabuki.com, and that's where we get our content. So be sure to tune in tomorrow for the most amazing news in the history of Punch TV. We're going to deliver that tomorrow. It's like amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. And if you are a stockholder at Punch TV Studios, it's going to make you dance. And if it don't make you dance, issue it. So we're going to see you tomorrow in the Punch Bowl right here on the same Punch TV channel, on the same Punch TV time, right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network, changing the conversation.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing